Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It's a pleasure to say we are joined by one of America's foremost, in my estimation, military leaders. He is Admiral James Ace Lyons, a former commander-in-chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, a man who served for 36 years in the United States Navy, rising through the ranks from seaman to four-star admiral. He has gone on since he retired from the military some time ago to be one of the most active and, I think, thoughtful contributors to the public policy debate about national security and what appear to be more or less weekly columns in the Washington Times and appearances in other outlets as well. We're always delighted to have him here, especially because he is, among other things, the chairman of the Center for Security Policy's Military Committee and an incalculably important ally in what I call the war for the free world. Admiral Lyons, thank you again, sir, for joining us. It's so good to have you. Welcome back.
Nice to be back with you and your listeners, Frank.
We were talking, Stephen Blank and I, a moment ago, Admiral, about what Russia is up to, and it's not pretty, as you know, across a broad front. But one of the things Stephen Blank made very clear is that when it comes to economic warfare against the United States, the Russians seem to be, well, certainly collaborating with, but kind of taking a back seat to communist China. And I'd like to visit with you a bit about what China is up to, specifically, but not exclusively, in terms of its military buildup in those waters that you were used to be responsible for in the South China Sea, and the possibility, we're being told, that it's really spoiling for a fight with us, an old-fashioned kinetic confrontation and conflict, perhaps. Your thoughts on all of that, sir?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Frank, because this is the subject of my next op-ed, which I hope to have out, should be out next week. Look, there's no question, and I agree with Gordon Chang, China wants to pull the trigger on a confrontation. And what we have to do is think ahead. We cannot afford to keep putting our ships and aircraft out there to make them tempting targets without having thought through and what we have as backup to respond to these forced confrontations. And this is what I used to do with the Soviets. Whenever I would do a freedom of navigation and where we'd have a ship out there, apparently by its lonesome, I had already pre-positioned aircraft and other resources to respond to any forced confrontation. I was not going to hang them out there to dry. And this is what we have to do with the Chinese. We know what they're up to. You just can't be putting ships and aircraft out there. Even these are, and what we're doing is all in international airspace and water. So what the Chinese are doing, and it's, you know, the Chinese arrogance. It's like, you know, we had the cowpens who tried to surveil the Chinese carrier first operation. And the display by that time of the cowpens commanding officer was, in my view, a disgrace. You know, when you try to show deference to the Chinese, they see it as a weakness and they'll move on it. We've got to pre-position forces, aircraft, surface, and submarine, be prepared. And actually, what the Soviets, when they saw what I was doing, they thought I was trying to sucker them into a confrontation. And if we can reverse the table that way with the Chinese, so much the better.
Yeah. Admiral Lyons, this is such an important point. I worry as we watch what the Chinese are doing, even if we were to do all of that, and we're certainly not, it seems, as you say, we're kind of putting vessels or even unarmed aircraft in harm's way and inviting almost them to take advantage of the situation without the kinds of consequences that might dissuade them. But I worry that we're not thinking about a permanent presence. We're talking about at best simply showing the flag. And I'm wondering, Admiral, whether, and we have talked about this, so I don't know what your views might be, but I'd be interested in whether, if we had the kind of relationship with the Philippines that I think both countries know is needed, whether having an American atoll out there in the Scarborough Shoals off the port of Manila might be the kind of counterpoint to what the Chinese are up to. It might precipitate the conflict you're talking about, but at the very least, it gives you some kind of permanency to contend with what they're building, for example, there.
Look, Frank, that's exactly the point, because in 1991, when we were forced out of the Philippines, that's when China declared the entire South China Sea as their territorial water. And you couldn't be more on target. If we reestablish a permanent position at Subic Bay, and there's no question we would change the equation out there significantly, because it's an indication we're here to stay, and we have the resources, and we're ready to respond.
So you would recommend simply making that presence in Subic rather than, you know, creating some man-made islands out there adjacent to what the Chinese are claiming outside of Subic and Manila that would, you know, be a forward line of defense, shall we say?
Scarborough Shoal is well within the economic zone of the Philippines. It's Scarborough Shoals is 600 miles from the Chinese mainland. As the tribunal court, the Maritime Tribunal Court in The Hague declared, what China's claims are totally illegal, and they have no basis in the maritime law.
Let me turn to another topic with you, Admiral, quickly before we run out of time for this segment. When you look at the totality of what the Chinese are putting into place in terms of the capacity for conflict with the United States, I know you've often said on this program and elsewhere that we have fewer ships in the entire United States Navy today than you did under your command back in the 80s. Do we have anything like what we need to deter the Chinese? And if not, what should we be doing differently now?
Well, the problem is, under sequestration was the worst act that ever could have been taken against our military. Regretfully, the things we need are capital investments, and you don't build them in a month or 6 months. So we've got to come up with an innovative way to rebuild our Navy, including possibly purchasing hulls from our allied overseas markets and so forth to jumpstart a program that we must have desperately. And of course, you can't be putting out fake ships, and I'll call the literal combat ships not a combat vessel. To me, it's nothing but a target, and the Chinese view it that way. In fact, when they toured, when Grenade was CNO, had a Chinese CNO tour in LCS, the guy just laughed at the inadequacy of the ship, and that's what we were counting. So we really have to get serious on rebuilding the Navy and our Air Force as well, because we are desperately short of the resources that we need to reestablish the credibility and the level of deterrence. And that's what we're really talking about. We don't have the level of deterrence that we need today.
Yeah. We were talking about that problem with Stephen Blank at the nuclear force level with Russia. I think it's unfortunately probably equally the case with China these days. But certainly in terms of our power projection capabilities, our conventional forces, naval and air, as you say, Admiral, the idea that we are in fact able to practice peace through strength is deeply problematic and something we do have to get back to. Admiral, we're going to come back to you in a moment for a second segment. We'll talk about, among other things, a military parade and other issues that are now confronting our military with Admiral James Ace Lyons, former commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.